Greetings and blessings. Welcome to another edition of the Travelog Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Claral, podcasting from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Thanks for joining me. This week, my guests are Valeria Ayerdi and Anabella Acevedo from the feminist collective Todas Contra la Violencia. We'll also go back in time to June 2017 and hear from Kat Walker, who's a member of the Witness for Peace International team in Cuba. Stay tuned. So we'll start off with a post from Kat Walker. She is with Witness for Peace International team in Cuba. I would love to have her on the podcast again, but for the time being, this will have to do. She was on a delegation to Honduras this June, and so they met with a lot of different organizers and groups. So this is a post from her day 3 in Honduras. Day 3 in Honduras. Met with a group of feminist organizers at the Foro de Mujeres in San Pedro Sula, who tell us that the 96% impunity rate in Honduras is even bleaker when we break down what it means for women. The statistics are harrowing. Every 30 minutes, a woman is sexually assaulted. Every 16 hours, a woman is killed. Less than 4% of femicide cases result in convictions. Most sex crimes are not even investigated. Add to this that the US-backed post-coup government has outlawed abortion under any circumstances, and we end up with a dismal picture of human rights in the nation. With the addition of laws that criminalize protests, women who speak out about being forced to give birth to their rapist's child or carry a stillborn fetus to term now face incarceration both for protesting and for terminating their pregnancies. This same day, I get news that Trump will be announcing his policy changes toward Cuba, which all accounts indicate will be a retreat to pre-2014 sanctions, supposedly as a way to force Cuba to make human rights reforms. This is where the US rhetoric around international human rights looks even more meaningless and absurd. How can our government continue to use the tired argument that a blockade of a sovereign nation is justified due to the country's human rights record, while financing an administration which commits far graver atrocities? Again, that was Kat Walker posting on 12 June 2017 from Honduras in a Witness for Peace delegation. In November 2017, we have the second annual Festival Todas Contra la Violencia in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala.
Un destello.
Destellos.
Un destello. del caos nacen destellos.
My name is Valeria. I am part of the collective Todas Contra la Violencia, which means all of us against violence. It's a feminist collective, and it's a volunteer work. It's a volunteer effort of many, many women. Last October, in 2016, there was a girl raped, and the rapist thought he killed the girl. So he dropped the body in the street. And the girl was not dead. Because of that, in Latin America, there were many, many demonstrations. Women from all cities, all social conditions got together because they were tired of violence. And on Facebook, I contacted a few of my friends and a few people that I didn't know, but I knew they were feminists. And we organized a demonstration. Because of that, we said more needs to be done, especially in a country like Guatemala, you know, where no one, the only notion they have about feminism is feminazi. That's the term they hear on Facebook. So we said this needs to be changed, and we can only change this because due to social involvement and education. So we said, okay, then we have two points where we want to go, two goals that we want to achieve. One is to organize a social movement of women that also involves men, because if we don't involve men, then we're just like the patriarchy. And the second one is we need to educate people about what feminism is.
This is the, you do this every year?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the...
The second year. We do it. Right. The first one was in 2016, this one is in 2017.
Okay. How would you address men or anybody who might not be convinced that this festival is not for them?
Yeah, men won't be convinced. In a country like Guatemala, they will think it's just a waste of time or a bunch of women just doing it. But once you start attending the workshops, you start realizing that, one, we as humans, we hold energy inside our bodies. You know, we really hold, like, the life that we have can really connect to the life of others. And I think this is the beauty of this festival. I've been in festivals, you know, I've been in poetry festivals, painting festivals. This is the first festival where I feel connected. And I feel we all are learning something. And those men eventually, hopefully, because we'll see. You know, every day in each activity, more women start coming. Like the amount of people we had this year was far beyond more people than what we had last year. And it's going to be growing because what moves us is not the fact that we want to create our own non-profit and start making money out of it. What moves us is that somehow every woman has suffered inside violence, you know, has suffered harassment, has suffered some sort of discrimination. The fact that you cannot really run away. We know someone that can't leave the husband because the husband beats her, but we have no money. You know, I think feminism in Latin America is way more different than the one in the United States, when it's very intellectual. In here, it's the Hunger Games. In here, you're fighting to survive. If you don't fight to survive, if you don't become stronger, then you get raped, pregnant, and by your relative. And we want to fight that. So we are fully committed. It's a commitment of life. That's what we have, that's what moves us. And that's what I believe, it's the inner energy that moves the whole festival and the people around us.
And do you want to just maybe talk about a few of the different issues, subjects that were discussed during the different talks over the course of the festival?
Yeah. Today, it was the closing of the festival. We had the archetype of the witch. You know, Jung, Carl Jung, he started the archetype on psychology, and he started saying how we connect through archetypes to collective unconsciousness, the collective unconsciousness mind, how we are all connected. So we were discussing how society puts the word witch and how the archetype of witch really has a negative connotation, and it's used to talk about women that are lonely, women that have powers, women that can access knowledge. And again, we rounded up saying that education and knowledge is the real key to fight, you know. Some people say, oh, but in Guatemala, women just like to have five, six kids. But these women that say that are in Guatemala are the ones that are also opposed to sexual education. So this is something we talk and discuss too. And it's really nice that a workshop that we had yesterday about femicide and violence against women, we had quite a lot of people attending, and some from indigenous communities around the city, and they are so interested that they want to create like a course that takes place every month so they can be certified in education, sexual education, and in education about what is violence towards women, because sometimes you would think we would know, but sometimes we don't. That's why we stick around in a bad relationship. And so we want to empower these women, educate them so they can go and replicate this in their communities. We're gonna start with an activity every month. Like in December, we will have a workshop that we put in a schedule, which was violence in social media towards women. How what it is, how to address it, how to fight it back. So in December and then in January.
Okay, the work continues. Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Also from the collective, here is Anabella Acevedo.
I belong to another association. It's called La Cuerda. It's a feminist association. It has almost 20 years in Guatemala, and it publishes like a supplement, a monthly supplement. And so I have been collaborating with them, and they came here to Quetzaltenango to organize two workshops, two feminist workshops. One, the second one was with the presence of communicators, journalists, artists, etc. And we decided that we had to go beyond this course and take some action. And we, with another groups in Quetzaltenango, decided to do a festival. So we did it. It grew naturally because a lot of people wants to speak, wants to do things, wants to act.
Valeria mentioned it, but there's a big difference between the feminism in the United States and the feminism here, and the kinds of violence that you're addressing. How do you characterize the violence in this part of the world?
Well, when you talk about feminism or about anything, any social movement, you have to take in account local history. And Guatemalan history, it's particular because, first, because it's a country with so much diversity, ethnic, and so much imbalance. a lot of poverty, a lot of a few group of rich people, and also we lived a 36 war. 36 years war, so that it's a big difference because the war is so recent. It was so cruel with the indigenous population, and also because it is a very conservative country. Catholicism and now evangelism are so strong. So, and it's a very small country. So everything happens in a very small geographical space. The United States has a different history, although it has also a lot of similarities, because there are specific communities where maybe the social problems that we live in Guatemala are lived also there.
Where would you like to see your work in maybe a year from now? What's the best case scenario?
Well, I think we would like more people to get involved in the activities we do, in the festival organization, in the participation. We want more diversity in the publics. We want the participation of different people from different parts of the country, from different ethnic groups. So we want it to grow.
Well, I hope that happens. I hope that everything goes as well as could be. And I don't know where I'm going to be next year. If I'm here in Shayla next year, I'd love to attend the festival. And thanks again for all your work you do.
You're welcome.
Be sure to keep up with the latest posts from Todas Contra la Violencia with the hashtag Todas Contra la Violencia. I'll put a link in the show notes. That does it for another edition of the Travelogue Media podcast. Be sure to follow the hashtag Travelogue Media for all the latest posts on your favorite social media platform. Hope to see you soon. Special audio production assistance this week was from Jessica Calderon. Thanks for listening. Walk tall, live free. Thanks for listening to the Travelogue Media podcast. You can subscribe to the show on your desktop computer or mobile device. Visit travelogue.media from your desktop computer and look for the subscribe links in the sidebar. Or download a podcast app on your mobile device, search Travelogue Media, and click subscribe. You'll find Travelogue Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Add your comments and share posts using the hashtag Travelogue Media. Please help support this podcast by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes, completing the audience survey, and making a donation. Visit paypal.me/JSKmedia. Send email to podcast@travelogue.media.